Zephaniah McLeod stabbed Jacob Billington in the neck and wounded others one night in September 2020. Although classed as high risk, he was released from prison 5 months before the attacks without any mental health support. Our Midlands correspondent Lisa Dyde describes some of the issues highlighted.
He wouldn't engage with mental health services on a regular basis. He only took his medication sporadically, the inquest heard, and he told psychiatrists that he heard voices telling him to kill people.
An investigation into a top British mole in the IRA during Northern Ireland's troubles has ruled his actions probably resulted in more lives being lost than saved. The agent, known as Steakknife, was responsible for killing and abducting people the Republican terror group suspected of being informants. Here's solicitor Kevin Winters, who represents the families of 12 victims.
Today's report presents as a damning indictment on the state. The staggering takeaway message is that the state could have and should have intervened to save lives. That this didn't happen is legally and morally reprehensible.
A police marksman has denied murdering Chris Cabba as he was publicly named for the first time. Martin Blake, who's 40, is due to stand trial in October over the fatal shooting in 2022. Theresa May says she's ending her 27-year career in Parliament. The former Prime Minister's among dozens of Tories who'll stand down at the next election. NatWest says it's offering a safe space to victims of economic and domestic abuse. They'll be given access to a private room. And British driver Oliver Bearman will make his Formula One debut at this weekend's Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. The 18-year-old will replace Ferrari's Carlos Sainz. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
Cheers, Ruth.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, the rest of the day will remain dry. However, moderate easterly winds will still be with us. Tonight we'll see areas of thick low cloud for most areas. It should be generally dry, but some patchy light rain or drizzle can't be ruled out. It's going to be another breezy night as well, with lows of 6. Now, tomorrow it's going to start dry with some cloud and sunny spells. More extensive clouds will build in during the afternoon, with rain drifting from the south through the evening. Oh, goodness me. It will be staying breezy, but we'll be into the double figures because it will have highs of 12 on Saturday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and happy Friday, or should say happy International Women's Day. We've got a fab guest today, actually. We've got from Brentwood Running Club, we have got Ben Whateley-Harris, and from our own Andy Furnow as well from St Francis Hospice will be popping in after 4:30 to tell us all about the half marathon that's coming up. And with fab music, and of course, we still have the wonderful Patrick, so I'll be catching up with him in a second. But it is International Women's Day, so today, all the songs are going to be led by women. So let's kick off Friday's drive with a roar.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess, so I sit quietly. Agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've singing like a bee. I earned my stripes. I went from zero to my own hero. You held me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger, the fire, dancing through the fire, cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion, cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar. You're gonna hear me roar. You're gonna hear me roar. You're gonna hear me roar.
Opposite me, I always hear you roaring there, Patrick.
Yeah, how absolutely. Are you? I'm very good, thank you.
Good, good. And I like when I say roar, because you're always just full of life, and you're always just, you know, you go for your hours, walk a day, and you do all that. And
how are you getting on with yours? Involved.
Yes, well, the cold got the better of me for the first few days, to be fair. But yeah, I'm out and about, getting about again.
Good.
So, but I've not promoted it yet, so I'm going to be doing more of that. I put a post out about 3 days before, and then just got on with it. But,
right, wonderful, brilliant.
So I'm doing the 100k for St Francis Hospice.
Yeah, well, wonderful, so, fantastic, good for you.
Yeah, so I've got a lot of catching up to do, though. I'm not going to lie, Patrick. But I will definitely get there, so I'm going to update everything of all the kilometres
well
done. We've
excellent.
Done. That.
Good.
Kilometres.
Yeah.
I still work in miles.
You learnt it as a child, and you think that's what it is.
I still do joint up writing. If somebody asks me to write in capitals, I find it so difficult.
Oh, yeah, I can't write in capitals. I never could write in capitals very easily.
No, I've got, like, when I'm doing the really sort of, like, big twirls, when I'm doing, like, a B
there
or
you see, we're a creative person, big twirly writing.
Yeah, no one can understand it, but it looks all right.
Well, you can understand it yourself.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
So what you had in today? You had Adam Atkinson.
Bishop of Bridewell. He was so entertaining and informative. An extraordinary story about a guy being tattooed, which is just, which you've just got to hear. It was just a remarkable. He was a vicar for a long time down in Bethnal Green in London.
Oh, East End, yeah.
And so he was telling us about some of the things that he got up to down there, which was just utterly amazing. One in particular, where they started out, this is like at Christmas time, where they would have a few weeks leading up to Christmas, and where they'd go out and sing carols.
Yeah.
And so they would move the piano out into the street, right, and just, and were playing there and having people covering London. The first few times they did it, and they just had a very small number of people. By the end, so over a number of years, by the end of them doing it, the police were saying, you've got to stop this, because they'd had to close the whole road And the last one, the last occasion, the police estimated 11,000 people turning up.
They just couldn't cope with the numbers of people. Well, I bet they couldn't hear the piano, could they?
Apparently, by that point, there was a brass band playing.
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah, it had all developed.
Oh, wow.
It had all grown and developed in amazing ways.
There's a festival in that.
Yeah.
And
he's just clearly a really upbeat, positive and bright character, Bishop Adam. So great stuff.
Brilliant stuff.
And he loved it here today as well.
Oh. And it'd be all on the
Yes, it'll all be uploaded and it'll all be there.
Don't miss about, do you, Patrick?
It'll be probably uploaded sometime tomorrow. But the blog will be up tonight.
Yeah, nice. It's always nice to catch up. That's one thing I love about Phoenix FM as well. So when you have a guest, if someone's missed anything or they've come in, or, you know, life gets in the way sometimes,
sure,
doesn't it?
Of course
even
it does.
Listen to your favourite radio station.
Absolutely.
And so then you can always catch up later,
which is great stuff.
Love
absolutely.
That. Talking of catching up, what are you going to be doing?
What am I going to be doing?
Come on, you know we have to find out.
What am I going to be? Well, I think even Bishop Adam was a bit astounded at this, because this evening at 7 o'clock, I'm leading a service that's called Compline in Chelmsford Cathedral at 7 o'clock tonight.
What's Compline?
Well, Compline is it's a service. It's a sung service. I say I'm leading it. Really, it's the choir. I'm just doing little bits in between it. It's mainly the choir. It's a beautiful, reflective, quiet sung service. Cathedral will be candle lit. It will be dark, it will just be a beautiful, relaxing. It's only about half an hour, just to kind of like wait to sort of like chill out after a busy week.
Anyone
can come along. We'd be delighted to see anyone. Normally, it would be streamed, but I've just had a message this afternoon to say they've been working all week on the new audio visual, and guess what? They've got problems with it, and they can't do it tonight.
I thought in rehearsals you might have broken it.
Not personally, but apparently the message was it won't be live streamed tonight, unfortunately.
So it means people have got to go down then, absolutely,
and it'd be lovely to see anybody who was in the vicinity.
Yeah.
Say 7 o'clock at the cathedral. And then be all finished by 5:30. So it'll just be great. I went to Chelmsford Theatre on Wednesday for the Rave On. Remember I told you about?
I'll
tell you a bit more about that in a minute. I'll show you a bit. Because I can't show the listeners, unfortunately, the photos, but yeah. I can show them to you. And then I'm back Sunday night. For a Bon Jovi tribute band.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
That's this coming Sunday night. Oh, so
there you're going to be in your neon headbands from the one you've just had at the rave. I can't wait to see the pictures there.
And then you're
going to be wearing a long wig for your Bon Jovi. Is that what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, completely in disguise, absolutely. Yeah. Nobody would recognise who I was.
I
share my birthday with John Bon Jovi.
I'm just a few years older than he is.
But yeah.
I would have played John Bon Jovi for you today, but it is International Women's Day, so I've got women lined up
today. You've got to play lots and lots of good women's tracks.
Loads of brilliant, brilliant tracks, including this one from the 60s. I'm going to throw a few more 60s.
Who have we got?
Oh, the one and only Aretha Franklin.
Oh, respect.
Oh, yeah. I know. I wish you could see Patrick dancing. Never mind. I've seen the pictures as well as him raving last week. Yeah. Oh, Patrick.
Right. Anyway. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. So I love the pictures, though. They look really good.
Yeah,
really
it was a great show. And, you know, it tours, so people could catch it elsewhere.
Yeah.
And they said that no doubt they would come back because it was sold out. The way it was absolutely packed.
That's really good.
You know, and lots of things. It's interesting now. It's really good to see. We were talking about supporting local theatres off air. And lots of things now at Chelmsford Theatre, they sell out really early.
Mm.
They've got the Shine coming to sing there, for example. That sold out ages ago.
Yeah.
You know, and so lots of things. That's really good.
It's great to see, isn't it?
Absolutely,
yeah.
It is good to see.
The South Bend, so the Cliffs Pavilion as well. So,
yeah,
looking forward to that one.
Yeah, lots of local. We're quite lucky here, really, aren't we? Because, I mean, obviously you can go down into the West End if you want to. But, I mean, there's lots of local theatres. You're talking about Romford as well, as one in Upminster, isn't there, as well? You know,
all
need to supporting.
Yeah. Majority of them as well on the Elizabeth line as well, where you can just pop off as well, which is a lot easier, or the District line as
absolutely.
Well. So
great.
I used to do a lot of that when I used to work in London. It used to be a lot easier, you know.
Absolutely. And of course there is a theatre here in Brentwood as well.
Of course there is as well. Do you know what?
What?
I'll be honest with you.
What's that?
I've never been.
I've only been twice, actually, over the years. And it was a very extraordinary experience when I went the first time. I was sitting in the front row, and it was it was Jesus Christ Superstar they were doing. And I was sitting in a seat in the front row, and there was this seat here that was kept vacant. And then there were one or two other seats that was kept vacant in the front row. And that was because at various times in the performance, one of the actors would come and sit there. And so I'm sitting here like this, and suddenly, I can't remember which character, I think it was the character playing Judas Iscariot, so I'm sitting here, and suddenly he's sitting there next to me. It's very bizarre. a bit odd, really. and you know, he's singing to this one who's over there, and he's just sitting next to me.
It was very intimate
and immersive. It was amazing, really.
Trust
me not to think and realise why is that seat. It never occurred to me why is that seat empty.
You had your coat on it,
or why are people leaving some of the seats in the front row? Oh, great, there's a seat in the front row. Yeah, everybody else knows what's going on.
Yeah, brilliant stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Patrick, that's a good shout out, just in case that, you know, it comes around again.
Yeah, or you go to the Brentwood Theatre and you see that there are some front row seats where you're not allowed to sit. Just think, oh, hang on.
Hang on a minute.
you know.
Right, well, listen, Patrick, you're going to be travelling home in daylight.
Yeah, way!
Yeah, unbelievable,
it's fantastic, isn't it, really? The evenings do stretch out very quickly, don't they, when they start.
And spring has sprung, isn't it, definitely?
Yes, hopefully.
Yes, well, it feels like it anyway.
It does.
So, look, I'm going to play some ads, and then we're going to come back with some 80s. With Pretenders, don't get me wrong, the beautiful Chrissy Hynde. Yep. Well, you like that band as well, don't you, Patrick?
Yeah, absolutely. They're good.
Well, Patrick,
good. Cheers.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you very much.
And I'll see Patrick next Friday.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We are your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under-16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme for 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Need a will? Facing your unemployment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer. Whatever the legal service, the business and everything in between, Peter Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Chrissy Hyman, Don't Get Me Wrong, here on Phoenix FM. Now, we're going to be looking at the most streamed female artists of all time at 3:30. So we're going to look at a chart on there. And it's surprising, there's people from the 80s right up to now that people are still streaming to this day, which is brilliant news, right? Also coming up in a second, we've got Sia. But first, let's have a look, see what's going on the roads.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Well, it's the delays, actually, on the M25. This is anti-clockwise at the Dartford Tunnels. Travel time is around 20 minutes. Now, Chelmsford, there's Banner Road is closed for a short stretch near to the BP Garage and Spooner Close for emergency gas repair works. Local diversions are in place, and it's signposted there as well. On the A120 eastbound, slow traffic between Coggleshaw and Marksay Interchange. Slow traffic also on the London Road eastbound between Rayleigh Road and Eastwood Road. Canvey Island, there's slow traffic on Long Road A130 westbound between Furtherwick Road and Canvey Road. And in Brentwood, slow traffic on the Ongar Road, Shenfield Road, Ingrave Road towards the High Street, Wilson's Corner. Over in Rayleigh, slow traffic on the High Street, that's northbound between Rayleigh Weir Interchange and Crown Hill. In Chelmsford, slow traffic on the Baddow Bypass towards the Army and Navy roundabout. Up in Colchester, yes, slow traffic on Magdalen Street westbound between Brook Street and Mersey Road. The rail is okay, so heading over to the Tube. And a good news start there as well. Normal service is resumed on the Central Line between Leytonstone and Epping and between Leytonstone and Hainault following the earlier problems. Now, but there are minor delays now on the Hammersmith and City Line due to cancellations. And finally, the Underground Station is closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town, all due to engineering works. Now, one from our A-list, Sabrina Carpenter with Feather.
Oh, not another tip.
Oh, it's like that. I'm your dream come true when it's on a platter for you. Then you pull back when I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance.
Carpenter with Feather on Phoenix FM. Now, we are going over to the top 40 most streamed songs by female artists in the UK ever in capitals. And why are we doing that? Because it is International Women's Day, a day to celebrate all women that come before us as well. So we'll be firing some facts throughout the next couple of hours as well. Now, I'm going to kick off with a brilliant track. It's Kayla Settle. Now, this is the 9th most streamed song ever. And this by a female artist. And this is Me.
Stranger to the dark, hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. Wanna cut me down? I'm gonna send a blood, gonna drown a mind. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me.
Wonderful Kayla Settle, and of course that was from The Greatest Showman. That was only from 2017, just a few years back there. Now we are gonna have the number one soon, but first let's go to the number, oh my goodness, hang on, I've forgotten myself. It's been one of those days. I'm getting so excited, there's so many artists, I can't wait to play for you. I'm gonna go to number 23. Now these are the top 40 most streamed songs by female artists in the UK ever. So Sia Chandelier came in at 23.
Girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down.
I'm the one for a good time call. Phone's blowing up, ring on my doorbell. I feel the love, feel the love.
Sometimes it hurts. since day. Surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you.
So, the top streamed songs of all time by a female artist in the UK ever. Well, that is kind of all time anyway, isn't it? Well, Adele, we've just heard from Adele. Actually, that was her first number one from 2011. Someone Like You, and that was the 12th highest ever streamed song by a female artist. Before that, we had Sia Chandelier. She was number 23. Kayla Settle, This Is Me. I love that song. Number 9. Now, what was number 2, or what is number 2 of all time so far, anyway, is All I Want for Christmas Is You, is Mariah Carey. Number 3, which is surprising me, actually, it was Lady Gaga and Cooper with Shallow. So the list is endless. But the number 1 song is from the Australian ex-busker, Tones and I.
I don't
Tunes and I Dance Monkey. What a song that is. Right now, we've got a short break and we are coming back with one of the best, I think, Pointer Sisters song, Automatic, because now, I think she was the eldest sister, Ruth. She had the really lowest voice and this one she really leads. So that is coming right up after the break.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Villarrica's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Is interest-free finance available? Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Sister!
doing to me? I'm utterly at your whim, all of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems run aground. All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity.
Zampi Behrman for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mellencamp or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
Actually, if you love Tom Bailey from the Thompson Twins, as I do, again, no relation, unfortunately, then you can catch up on phoenixfm.com. Have a look at Greaties or go to Xanthi, that's with an X, and then you will be able to download and catch up on the interview that she had, I think it was only last week. So, it's a brilliant interview, so you can catch up on phoenixfm.com. And you'll find all the interviews from anybody that you want to catch up with. How good is that? Now, I do know that it's International Women's Day, and I do know that I said to you that we would just be playing female-led bands and artists, which we've been doing. We've been good so far, but we've got to make an exception, because as you know, every week our Xanthi gives us a track for the weekend from her Greaties show, and so this is one of them.
Hello, Joe. It's Xanthi Behrman from Greaties. My drive time choice for you this week is the opening track from the number one album that was released on the 9th of March, 1987. U2's The Joshua Tree is described as a sonic masterpiece combining Bono's emotive vocals and the edge of iconic guitar. This is Where the Streets Have No Name.
The flame, where the streets have no name.
for Xanthi. We made the exception. It's all women today, apart from Xanthi's pick, which is You Two, Where the Streets Have No Name. So, yeah, really happy with that one. Absolutely love that track. Now, we're going to do another promo, because we're really lucky, actually, at Phoenix FM. We've got so many brilliant, talented women that present so many different shows. So we're going to sort of, like, push as much as we can all their shows, including this one. First thing Saturday morning, 8 p.m. Antonia gets up for you.
Tune in to Saturday Breakfast with me, Antonia Jones. I've got the start of your weekend covered with 2 hours of music, artist interviews, music news, behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more to keep you in the know. Join me between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and start your weekend right here on Phoenix.
Yep, so that is Saturday morning, but join me after 4:30. Well, we will be joined by Ben Waitley Harris of Brentwood Running Club as well. But now, here's the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Villa.